How's it going, Jeesh? How's it going? I hope you're doing good. I don't really know what to call this podcast. I'm just doing some work for just loading up some snow with the old skid steer with the Bobcat. And I ran out of batteries on my phone, and I don't have any. I have one phone that's my phone, and I have another one, my old phone, I'll often use to listen to podcasts with, because I want to save the batteries on my phone that I actually use as a phone, just so that it lasts longer, so that I don't need a new phone as soon. So I've probably talked about this on my podcast before. I have this old phone that I use for listening to podcasts, but I don't have any podcasts left to listen to on that one. And it's not really a new phone, but it is my newest phone that I use, has ran out of batteries, so I'm unable to. I do have stuff I can listen to on there, but I let my phone die. That phone died. I can't play it currently. At the moment, I can't listen to it because it doesn't have any batteries. So therefore, I was like, well, let's just load up the Voice Memos app with our headphones plugged in with the microphone, and you can do a little podcast. So I don't know whether we should call this Bobcat Hour or Skid Steering the Wheel. I don't know what we'll call it, but the Unemployment Hour. Hey, it's the Unemployment Hour. There he is. Where are all the stupid? Because that's the decline. Maybe I do a Canadian dragon. I talk about wrestling. I don't know what we'll call this. I guess it'll be an Unemployment Hour. I don't know. But yeah, we're just allegedly taking the skid steer back to the shop. We're done loading up snow for the time being. So yeah, just this thing does not move very quickly. That is for sure. Not what you would say fast. So it's gonna take me a while to get back. But yeah, so we're getting two birds stoned at once. We're making the positive out of the negative. The negative being out of batteries and or not having any podcasts to listen to. Well, now I've got less. I don't have to worry as often about getting my December megabytes filled out, because right now we're getting those December megabytes chipped away on right now, so that's good. I'm happy with that. But I don't have much to talk about, and I can't play any music. I can play some music and just shut up. I don't have that. Oh, actually, I do. I think there is. Ah, sweet. Yes, there is a radio in this thing, so I could switch it to CFCR. Play the radio, but maybe we can get a little background music. I do have earmuffs on right now, so I won't be able to hear the background music very good. And I am using a microphone and headphones to do the podcast, so I don't know if the microphone will pick up the backup music very much. And right now I have to be focused on driving the skid steer in. It's not like a car where you hit the gas pedal and put your hand on the wheel and you can spare a hand to turn your radio on. No, this one I drive with the levers, the hand controls, so I gotta push forward on the hand controls in order to go forward, and then pulling and pushing on each side will the what turns, and there's no gas pedal or anything like that, so I do it all with my hands in order to keep going forward. So yeah, I can't really take a hand off of the controls necessarily, because I may lose the ability to drive properly. Yeah, hard to explain without actually showing somebody how a skid steer works, but it's fun. I really enjoy operating this piece of equipment, loading up piles of snow. It's lots of fun. It's a good time. Neat, neat. Oh, yeah. AEW Rampage is on tonight. I'm really excited about that. We get to see the debut of Hook. That is Taz. I don't know if you're familiar with ECW. Or Taz spent a little bit of time in WWE. He was a commentator as well as a performer, as a wrestler. He was a commentator in NWA TNA, now known as Impact Wrestling. But yeah, he's got a son who's a pro wrestler, and he's debuting tonight on AEW Rampage, and his name is Hook. And he's eagerly awaited. There's people that are very excited about the debut of Hook, and I'm also excited about the debut of Hook. He's wrestling Fuego del Sol, who's a talented jobber. AEW's got a lot of talented jobbers. Jobbers are guys who lose all the time. But I never really realized how important it is, how valuable it is to have jobbers who are good, like talented. Whether they're good at wrestling, whether they're good at selling, and whether they're good at looking like idiots. There's a variety of different ways that a jobber can be talented. And yeah, it's never something that I thought was important before, but AEW has a lot of really talented guys that are their jobbers. And it's like very valuable. It makes it very entertaining. I never realized that there was a value, but like having jobbers, whether it's something about them, just the way, whether it's bad guy jobbers, just the way they go about being bad guys, the way they act like idiots, maybe funny things they do, or just, you know, or good guy jobbers, so you root for them even though they lose all the time. You're really rooting for, and you know, they're exciting wrestlers, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they might win, they always lose, but this match is really good, and maybe they got a chance to win here. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And then they still lose, like they always lose. But like, it's a really important thing. It really makes watching pro wrestling entertaining when there's talented jobbers on a roster. And Fuego del Sol, I definitely consider to be a talented jobber. He sells very well. I think he's incredible at selling. I think he's a really good seller, and he's a good worker. Worker meaning like, worker is, if you call someone a good worker, it's basically meaning like the in-ring portion of their pro wrestling. And there's more to just the in-ring, but like it just basically means they're good in the ring. And yeah, Fuego del Sol's a good worker. He's a good in-ring pro wrestler. And yeah, he does other things as well. Like he sells really good. And he's a guy that you get behind. He's an underdog that you root for, and you get excited, and you want to see win, and very rarely does he ever win. But like you really want it to happen, and his matches are exciting, and he does things that make you invested. And yeah, it's a lot of fun watching him wrestle, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching him lose to Hook, watching him get his ass kicked by Hook. I think he's going to... and that's the other thing. Talented jobbers, you know, good workers know how to make their opponents look good. And when you're a jobber, when somebody's a jobber, oftentimes their job is to make the other guy look good. So when a jobber is talented, they're able to make the person that they're losing to, the person that they're putting over, the person that they're supposed to make look good, and I think Fuego del Sol is going to be able to make Hook look good. So I think he's going to lose, but I'm excited for the match, and I'm looking forward to it. So it's So that's going to be fun. And FTR are challenging the Lucha Brothers for the AEW World Tag Team Titles Championship. So that's going to be great. FTR and the Lucha Brothers are two very, very great tag teams. So I'm really excited for the match. And there's a six-man tag, 3 versus 3, with I think Ruby Soho, Anna Jay, and Ty Conti taking on Penelope Ford. Bunny and Nyla Rose. I think that's what it is. Sorry, it took me a while to remember. A long time to remember what the match was, but I think it's Nyla Rose, the Bunny, and Penelope Ford taking on Ruby. It's definitely Ruby Soho, Anna Jay, and Ty Conti. I wasn't sure the exact team that they're, but I think it's Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford, and Allie. So yeah, exciting stuff, neato. And it's out of Long Island. The Dynamite on Wednesday was from Long Island, and after Dynamite, they taped Rampage. And I'm hearing good things about the debut of Hook. Because these matches have all already happened. They're not airing live. They've been taped. I just haven't seen them yet. But I've heard good things about the debut of Hook, and I'm hearing good things about this FTR Lucha Brothers AEW World Tag Team Championship match. So, yeah, so that's fun. And, going to be off work allegedly soon here, so maybe I'll have a little nappy before I got to pick the kids up at school. And, and the kids will go to bed. I'll lift some weights and watch Rampage. And then I'll be trying to go to bed early because I got to work at 4 a.m. allegedly tomorrow. Changing some garbages. So Good stuff. Neato. I wish that I could just play music and let the music do the talking. But I don't have that luxury right now. So I got to be vamping. Whole time I gotta be just talking away, just filling out the space with my voice, with my stupid, shitty, annoying voice, and my stupid, shitty, got nothing to say, my sweet nothings. They aren't sweet nothings, they're bitter nothings. I just got nothing to say, but I just keep filling the air with the nothing upon nothing that I have to say. This is what you signed up for. I don't think you've been listening to the podcasts anymore because I don't get you saying a lot of things about what I said. Oh, I really thought that was, although maybe that's kind of when I'm not saying anything of substance, then there's no reason for you to talk about anything that has been said on the podcast. But I have a feeling that you're not listening to them anymore. Whatever, it is what it is. As long as I get paid for my work. Isn't that a funny thing? Good joke. Neat. Jocelyn's walking like crazy now. All over the place. Whereas before she was taking some first steps, but she still chose to crawl instead because she was better at crawling and she'd get places faster crawling than walking. But now she's really gotten the hang of this walking thing. She's really figuring it out. And now she likes to walk everywhere because she's good at it, strong at it, and she realizes, oh, this is an easier and quicker way to get places as opposed to crawling. So, yeah. She's getting big, too. She's growing. Even in the time I was gone away at Worlds in Guatemala, it was coming back, and even like seeing her on FaceTime and stuff, it was like, man, like she's getting big in a hurry. So yeah, she's pretty cute. must save. I do say so myself. Must have got that from her mom. Definitely didn't get it from her old man. She looks... Well, her and Benson both looked a lot like Lisa did when she was a baby. And I think Jocelyn maybe looks even more so like Lisa did when Lisa was a baby. Jocelyn even looks more like Lisa than Benson did. Although they do look very similar, both of them. You look at baby pictures of Benson, and yeah, it's pretty remarkable how similar the baby pictures of Benson look to pictures of Jocelyn, or just Jocelyn. So yeah, I wonder how that'll kind of shape up as they both get older. Will 4-year-old Jocelyn look the same as current 4-year-old Benson, or will they start to really develop different looks and personalities and all that stuff? But she sure is loud. Baby Jocelyn is definitely louder than baby Benson. Baby Jocelyn is maybe the loudest baby that I have ever seen. She is an incredibly loud baby, so that is definitely something that I'm sure she has inherited from her very, very, very loud father. Neat. I don't know what's the top speed in this bobcat, in this skid steer. I don't imagine that it is very fast, because I am definitely not moving very fast. I am moving faster than this person next to me in a yellow jacket that is walking. But I think if they really kicked up the gear and they started running, maybe if they had to catch a bus or if they were being chased or something like that, I think that there is a decent chance that they might be able to outrun this vehicle, because it is not fast. Bobcat. What are some puns that I can make to name a podcast episode? I mean, am I going to be doing a lot of podcast episodes from this skid steer? Probably not. So maybe we don't have to come up with a clever bobcat or skid steer name to make like an ongoing series similar to, you know, Civic Duty or Ride the White Lightning or Toro 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 or the Canadian Dragon, even though I haven't done an actual official Canadian Dragon podcast in a long time. Or there's also Chipping Away with Benny. Another ongoing podcast series. I don't know that I'm going to need an ongoing podcast series for recording podcasts from a skid steer bobcat, but might be. I'm going to pull over for this guy so that he can catch the green light, maybe. I'm going to give him an opportunity. Oh, no, he's not going to catch the green light. I hope it's not my fault that it didn't happen, because I'm so slow that I wasn't able to get out of his way fast enough. Alrighty. Beat. Still got a ways to go before we're back at the shop. It takes quite a while to get places with this guy, but it's a fun vehicle to ride, I must say. I really enjoy it. Maybe I can put the radio on now. What do we got here? I want some CFCR 90.5 community radio. There we are. Okay, now can we turn up the volume? Where's the volume? Volume. Can you hear it? Oh, I gotta go. Sorry. Sorry, I'm very slow. Sorry to block you. I apologize. I realize that I'm a bit of a hindrance to traffic. Yeah, let's crank that volume up. Can you hear it?
Such boundless pleasure we met to
fill it. Man, I sound like I'm blowing the speakers.
Time to write you an arrival in 20 seconds to come back. So let go and jump in, and we're what to wait for. It's alright, cause there's key beneath the breakdown. So let go, just get in.
Hear that, dude? Turn it down a little bit. You still hear it? I hope so. Still sounds like it's blowing speakers because I got it so loud. I'm hearing it over my earbuds. Oh, it's just a horn that's playing. It's not necessarily busted. I wasn't talking ill of the horn playing. Heard the horn and I was totally sober to what I was listening to and thought it might have been the speaker sounding too loud. I wonder if it's a Yaz flute. I don't think it's a Yaz flute. Find out. 24 minutes and 52 seconds. So we're chipping away a little bit on the old megabytes, but we're not as far along as I would like. But that's the way she goes. It is still early, not even halfway through December yet, so it's good if I make a nice little chip away. I've already got one podcast, the grocery run that you heard, on there, and now there's this one. Oh boy. I should go plug in my phone now. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk over, plug my phone in to the charger, and maybe I can play some poker. Yeah, I can even do some poker joker on podcast after I park the skid steer. Phone will be nice and charged up for ya. Okay. I gotta urinate. Okay. Is that up? Oh, shit.
Down. Chicory, of course. You know, with the Fender Rhodes and
there's a Stanley code Clark, that I need.
Incredible solo, double bass.
Yeah.
Joe Farrell playing that flute solo. And
it was a flute.
Huh. Flora Firm singing the vocalese. She does percussion too, which is kind of interesting. And I played that because I've been playing.
Aha, I did remember the code that I need to start this guy up. There we go. Hey! Hey ho! Let's go!
You know, it's.
Pump that up a little bit. Back in our spot here. Use my camera. Weird using a camera to back up as opposed to turning around and just using your eyes. Probably turn the radio down so it doesn't scare someone when they turn on. Pretty good jazz though. All right, boom. That's that. Switching my glasses on. It's from my sunglasses. I got my nice orange, fluorescent orange toque. I'm just narrating everything I'm doing just to fill the air with Oh shit, I forgot to put the bubble on when I was driving on the road. That was a mistake. Hopefully no accidents happened because of that. All right. Sweet. I'm gonna grab a chocolate covered almond out of the fridge. There's a few chocolate covered almonds. They are delicious. And the almond part is nutritious. How much longer can I vamp this terrible podcast before I should just sign off? I don't know. Neat. I was going to have a Triscuit cracker too, but I've heard that it's possible that the Triscuit cracker box has been farted in, and I don't want to eat any farts. So I'm going to pass on the Triscuit crackers today. I could have parked the Bobcat more in here. I could have backed up more, but I think it's not too bad. Maybe I'll back it up a bit more. Probably for the best. Makes it easier for the trucks to get in and out. Neat. I could sign off, Josh, but you know, it's nicer to get more megabytes chipped away. So that's what we're gonna do. Yo! That's did it. All those people that said I'd never accomplish anything in life.
I showed them. Oh! And my buddy's back, too. With the truck. So I guess now I can sign off. Maybe I'll help him back the truck up first, though. Well, thanks for listening, Jeesh, and I hope you're doing well. See you later.